Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 330, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 37, Grunchor on the Loose.
It aired November 15th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Ryuta Sasaki. I thought it was Grunch Lore. I thought that's what they were saying last time, but this says Grunchor right here.
Yeah.
I don't know which is... I think Grunchor is better, but only by 1 point.
Grunchor, I said last time, it sounds like a chip snack. Like a muncho.
get your Grunchors on. Once you pop, that's great. Grunchors. Comes in everyone's favorite flavors, potatoes and salt.
And onions and cream.
Onions and cream. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because they're in the Lost Galaxy now, and things are going to get buck wild. And last episode got kind of uncomfy, and because Power Rangers just went off the rails from what I thought it was going to be doing.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that continues this time. You want to go watch this Grunchor get loosed?
Yeah.
All right.
Go Galactic! Power Rangers, Lost
And we're back, and we just watched Grunchor on the Loose. Grunchor sucks.
He's not good.
Grunchor, fun story, as we will come to find out, is from the Sentai.
Yep.
And still sucks in that.
Yeah, so the American footage of him we saw was just an awful garbage version of something that started out as awful garbage.
Yeah. It gets better. We'll talk about it. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, all your faves. If you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be great. Helps out a bunch. We climb those charts. Get up those charts. Get those knees up on those charts. People can find the show, I guess. Also, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as $1 a month. You can support the show. And you get some neat stuff in return, and it helps us out a bunch. So, this is a Friday episode, right? Now?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty confident. We're like a week ahead. I just got back from vacation. We're all screwy. I'm pretty sure this is Friday, so we don't have to do any bonus stuff.
We'll treat it like a Friday, and if we're wrong, we'll just have double next time.
Two Mondays next time. Everyone's fave. Do we just jump in?
I think we just jump in.
Okay. We start off on a recap of what happened last time. It's the same thing up until Grunchor dives down into the ground of... Grunchor getting loosed, and then be like, no, it's Grunchor. And he's like, hey, I'm... I hate Grunchor. I hate Grunchor so much.
Hey, everybody, I'm Grunchor. It's me, your best friend, Grunchor.
So they tell Commander about the slaves. Remember the slaves from last time? How that's like a huge deal right now?
I kind of wish we counted, but I'm very glad we didn't. But they say slaves 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's so many, and it's never less uncomfortable every time. Because I know that they don't, like, they're not thinking about what that means.
They're just like, this will make him a very bad guy.
Yeah.
And that's true, it will.
But also, then he has, like, a goofy Digimon pirate voice, so, like... I don't know. I think he played Genai on Digimon, if I'm remembering correctly. I'm not 100% sure on that, but it's definitely Cat Mutiny is a Digimon voice. Speaking of Cat Mutiny, after they tell them about Commander, tell Commander about like all the slaves and all the bad stuff that's going on, Commander, the guy in charge of TerraVenture, literally says out loud with his own mouth, "I never should have trusted that Captain Mutiny." No duh.
Really? Are you sure?
Way to go, Commander. Welcome to the party. He gives some orders, and he's like, let's find it before it finds us. Which also, again, hey, it's here already.
It's already found you. What do you mean? Do you mean before it like pops out of the ground and eats you and Mike specifically?
I think so, because it's already on your house. It's in your house. It's already in your house, guys. What are you going to do? So then we get one shot, or like one like little scene of Grunchor collapsing a Sentai hallway. Yeah. It might be a subway. It was a hallway in a building, right?
It was just like a hallway. It could have been an underground tunnel. It could have been in a building. There's no real way to tell.
Yeah.
Because there was no windows.
No.
But yeah, we do get to see him like street shark surfing under the roads.
Yeah.
Grunchor is the worst street shark.
I hate that street shark so much. He is not Jossum. We go to the theme song. When we come back, there are mandatory evacuations. Everybody's getting out. There is a girl just standing there, like a little girl, like 10 years old-ish.
Yeah.
And her mom like grabs her and is like, they don't say anything because they're extras. So they're and they, like, she gets out there and I was like, is that girl going to get in trouble later? I feel like that girl is going to get just about eaten by a Grunchor later. Don't worry.
That girl is looking over the town like, I'm going to ride a Grunchor.
Yeah. But it just seemed like they're setting her up to be like saved by the Power Rangers. They're not. She never comes back.
Nope, this is it.
She's fine. Good for her. Congratulations.
You survived Grunchor.
The great.
We could say the same.
We might. By the end of this, we might survive it. We'll see. The Rangers looked around for it, but they didn't find it. What I don't understand is why they didn't just jump in the hole that it left and then follow it that way.
I think you were taking notes, because when it cuts to the Rangers, Leo and Corona are crawling out of a sewer.
Okay.
So they did look underground, but not in his hole.
But not in its underground that it made.
They're like, no, it's not in the sewer system, even though it can dig its own tunnels. It's not in the ones we put here for it.
These Power Rangers are so stupid. Corona should know better.
Oh, yeah.
But the rest of them, I mean, she's still dumb in this episode. Everyone loses their mental faculties in this episode. Alpha found Grunchor and is like, it's in a tunnel. It got sick of its tunnels and it found another one. And then we cut to Grunchor spitting purple acid onto a car and dissolving it.
Yep.
And that's pretty neat that it has acid. I hope that comes back. It doesn't. It uses the acid one time.
It's weird, because they make a point to show that it has this acid that can dissolve metal.
Yeah.
And the Power Rangers fight in giant metal robots.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. He's not going to try it on them, so it's okay.
This episode is full of them setting something up, never coming back to it, and then at the end, pulling out this entirely new thing as if we should know what it is.
Yeah.
And it is frustrating at best and very dumb at worst. We cut back from, the Rangers show up and they pull out their new Zook 2s, and they shoot it.
Quazooks.
The Quazooks. And they shoot it, and I guess it just goes away. Like, it doesn't kill it.
It, like, hits it, and he's like, hey. And he's like,
all right. And then just leaves. And then we cut to Captain Mutiny's ship, which is also a castle, which is also on the back of a Godzilla. It's on the back of Reptar.
Yeah.
And Deviant works for Captain Mutiny now, which I think this is just because that Deviant worked for Captain Mutiny in the Sentai footage.
Yeah, it's just so they can use Sentai footage.
Yeah.
Half of this episode is Sentai
footage.
There's
a lot.
And it's crazy.
There's a fight later where, like, most of it's Sentai footage and a couple shots aren't, and
we'll talk about that when it happens. But Captain Mutiny says to Deviant, if Trakina finds out you're working for me, she'll make me walk the plank. I don't think Captain Mutiny should be worried about Trakina, because Trakina is scared to even come here.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, also, how does he even know about her if he only lived in the Lost Galaxy before? And it's like, no one who ever came in has come out. So how did he find out about Trakina?
I don't know.
Because unless someone came in within the last 12 episodes, she wasn't badass yet. Like, she was, like, cool, but she was just Scorpius's daughter until she got, like, super fight training and all that. So I don't know why he knows about her and why he's afraid of her. It doesn't make any sense. Then I don't know what happened. I stopped paying attention for a third of a second, and all of a sudden, Deviant's standing on a shipping container yelling at Grunchor.
I don't know what the plan is. He was like, I'll go get him, and he goes out, and he takes swabbies. He says, I need 100 swabbies.
Yeah.
The Mutiny says, yeah, here you go. Take them. And they're dragging these, like, bombs?
Are they going to blow up Grunchy?
It feels like they want to blow up Grunchy. I think I might know what the plan is now that I've talked it out for one second.
Okay, what?
Because the Power Rangers show up and they bully Deviant into telling them.
Yeah.
So they fight all the swabbies off.
Yeah.
And then they fight Deviant for a minute, I think.
It's not...
Maya climbs the crates and throws Deviant to the ground and is about to run him through with her quasar saber.
Yeah, she jumps off and like slashes him to the ground and then is about to straight up murder him.
She swings at him and Leo blocks it.
Yeah.
And says, no, we need him to tell us how to kill Grunchor. And then Deviant is like begging for his life and says, it's fire. You need so much
so
fire.
So many fire.
I think his plan, these might have been like gas tanks. And his plan might have been blast the Grunchor with fire. Because as we will find out when the Rangers try, it's not his real weakness.
No. Which, again, his name is Deviant. And they just trust him so readily. Because they have, he's like, oh, okay, all right, it's fire. Please don't kill me. And then he runs away. He, like, trips Maya and runs away. And she's like, let the coward run. 1 second before she was like, I'm going to kill him.
Leo had to really convince her not to kill him because he was like, we need him. And then Maya was like, we need to kill him while he's right here at the edge of my blade.
I love Maya in this moment when she jumps off and is like, I'm just going to murder this guy real quick because I hate him. And he keeps coming back and being a pain in my ass. But then, she just lets him run away. I guess she's mad. I also think she might be a little mad at Leo for saving him, but she's like, fine, whatever, let him go. This is your fault. So the Rangers have the scanner now, because he had this scanner that I guess was tracking it. It wasn't, they think it controls Grunchy for a second. They say something about like it controlling it,
but
it doesn't. Yeah,
because they get it away from Deviant, and they're like, you'll never control him again.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It just tracks him. Or else wouldn't they use it to control Grunchor and get him out of there?
And just, like, crawl him into space?
Yeah. Like, just, like, go to the bottom of the Mountain Dome and dig out the end. And I guess pour some concrete in there or something. I don't know.
Then Mace Chest shows up.
Yeah, we never get a name for this spiky boy. He's just got a bunch of... He looks like a Hot Topic belt from 2008, but a person...
With big bull horns.
He's got,
like, long horns.
Yeah, hook 'em trucks.
He literally calls the scanner worthless, and I think he might step on it.
I think so. At some point, they meet up with Mike, who is already transformed into Magna Defender, because...
He just runs out of an alley. He's like, oh, hey, guys, I've been a Magna Defender this whole time.
I was Magna Defending somewhere. Don't worry about it. It kind of makes sense now that I think about it, because, like, Grunchor's on the loose. You're going to want access to your big, cool gun. You're going to want access to your sword. Mike is not going to do as much against it as a Magna Defender would. They meet up and they're like, we can't find it, so let's split up. So they split up into groups. Mike and Leo go one way. I don't know if they split into two other teams or if it's the other four go another way. I don't really remember.
So much is happening, and I just kind of...
This episode,
I zoned out a little bit.
This episode is so frantic. I also did. I was watching the episode, and I was like, wait a minute. I haven't taken notes in a minute, and 9 things happened. So some of it might be a little loosey-goosey. So then...
as is Grunchor.
Spiky guy is in the city. He has his own scanner. Or no, Oswabi has a scanner.
Yeah.
It's like a big iPad, but like orange, like a Swabby. And they're like, it doesn't, I forget what he says, but he's like, that's not the way to track it. Like, this is how we find it. And he just smashes the ground and it opens up. Like,
we get a shot underground of a subway tunnel collapsing underneath him. Yeah. But in the opening, they were evacuating the whole underground. So I don't know why they decided this one was fine.
The PA systems broke. And so it didn't come over. And they're like, I guess business is huge. Just like, everyone be careful. So then the Rangers are fighting Spiky Guy. And Grunchor shows up.
Or Grunchor just shows up because his axe smash worked.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think the Power Rangers are there because they're there. Grunchor shows up. And then we cut to the Mountain Dome. And Grunchor shows up in the Mountain Dome, and it's been one second.
Yeah, Grunchor, he is coming toward Spiky Guy, who's going to do something. And I can't remember what happens. The Rangers show up or something, and Grunchor turns around. And
okay.
Leaves.
Well, he's very fast. He's a good tremor.
He can also burrow between domes somehow.
Well, I guess underneath the sky roads, there's some dirt.
There's about a Grunchor size.
There's a Grunchor hole of dirt.
Of dirt.
Because, it goes to the Mountain Dome. They call the other Rangers, tell them that Grunchor is there. The other Rangers join them. Then the baddies show up. And then we get a very weird fight. It's pretty good. It's mostly Sentai footage, so it's a pretty good fight. But then, every once in a while, there will be one shot of American footage of Damon punching a Swabby. Or American footage of Maya kicking one.
Yeah, it was super weird because it's like Sentai footage. Damon fighting Swabbies. He dives on one. Cut to American footage is the landing part of the dive.
Yeah.
So I don't know if just like, I don't know if there's something in the Sentai footage that just didn't make it and they had to just like cut weird parts of it out. Or if there was like, in the Sentai footage, the Green Ranger dives and then it cuts to something else. But Saban is like, I want to show him landing.
I don't know. That doesn't seem like what happens. Like it does. Like Sentai's not usually like they don't usually cut away from their hits. So I don't.
Right.
I the only thing I can think is that he dove and then kneed one in the crotch. And Saban's like, can't show that.
He kneed one in the crotch and flipped it off.
Yeah. And they're like, well, have a regular American fight of them punching. But it's so weird because the first time it happened, I was like, did I fall asleep? All of a sudden, it's like a little clearer and it's just like an insert of Damon punching. It's like, all right, thanks, Power Rangers. So then the spiky guy summons Grunchor. I keep wanting to call him Grunchlore because he's Grunchlore in my notes.
Grunchy.
I call him Grunchy. At one point, I called my notes got like my thumbs got away from me. And I just called him Grum Chloe.
Oh, Grum Chloe.
Oh, Grum Chloe. So Grum Chloe shows up, and then Spiky Guy, whose name they said, and I heard it, and I was like, that's got to be his name, but I could not tell you, gun to my head, any single thing about his name. It did not take purchase in my brain at all. So he leaves, and the Rangers do this weird thing. Mike says, they're like, what are we going to do? And Mike says, you should join Powers. And they're like, oh, right. Like, that's a thing they can do. And they all put their hands in. They do a dasher on three. And Leo powers up.
He makes a real good fire.
And he gets some good fire. And it, like, I guess sprays out of his mouth or something. And then Grunchor dies. And it's gone. And they're like, yeah, we did it. We put all our powers together and got such good fire out of that. And then Grunchor is like, JK, LOL, that made me bigger, and I am huge now. Because then he grows to monster, like, Zord size. So earlier, Deviant's like, you got to use a lot of fire to kill it. So here's what I'm thinking. A little bit of fire makes it stronger. A lot of fire will kill it.
Right.
So
I think they hit it with a lot of fire.
Well, because later they kill it with more fire later.
You're right. That guy, Spiky Boy's name is Barbarax.
Barbarax. I don't like that, I don't think.
No, it's like Barbarian and Axe.
It's trying to do too much.
But it just sounds like a guy who cuts your hair with an axe.
Yeah. Oh, don't do that. That's a bad idea. Get that Viking haircut. Just put your hair down on the stump, and I will chop it off. So they call the Galactic Buddies and the Toro Zord, and Grum Chloe, whatever his name is. This big stupid thing has a giant mouth now, this big. It looks better now that it's bigger.
Yeah.
Because not like this weird snake body with like scyther hands and a...
That are just obviously on strings like a marionette.
And like a gremlin face from the movie Gremlins. But not one of the good gremlins, like one of the weird ones from Gremlins 2 in the background that they didn't put too much work into. And it looks a lot cooler now that it's bigger because it's like more filled out. But also its mouth is like... half of its torso.
Yeah, it's weird because like when its mouth is closed, it looks like it has a regular face.
Yeah,
but then its mouth opens all the way out to its shoulders.
Yeah, it's a good design. It's very creepy. But it eats the top of the mountain, I think.
Yeah, and Kai's like, oh my god,
oh my god,
it's eating boulders. It ate, and then yeah. It's gonna eat me.
Oh my god. Here's the thing about Kai saying it ate boulders. No, my dude, it ate a mountain. That's way different.
I guess I blinked or something, but I thought, because they get in the Megazord, and then it's Grunchor eating the mountain, and I thought Grunchor ate them, and they were going to have to fight their way out. That would have been much cooler than the rest of what this episode actually is.
That episode is much cooler, yes. Man, now I wish that would have happened. Okay, so you said you blinked and you missed it. That's exactly what this episode is.
Yeah.
If you blink for too long, you just miss everything. Like... 1,100 things happen in this episode, and it's so fast and frantic that, like, I'm sure we've already missed 5 things. that happened. But like, I'm not going back. I'm not watching this episode again.
No.
Not for less than $750. We cut to the Captain Mutiny's castle ship Reptar thing, and the Swabbies come in and they kneel down and they present a sword, and they all talk in like pirate jabble.
It's pirate putties.
Yeah. They're like,
and we need to point out that Captain Mutiny calls Grunchor Gruncher.
Gruncher. yes, he does.
He can't say or because he also says Titanosaur.
I think it's just the accent. You know, when you're deep in it, it prevents you from moving your mouth in some ways. The putties, like, ask him to join the fight. They present him a sword. He's like, never let it be said that Captain Mutiny shies away from a battle. Yo-ho-ho. And then he, like, gets to the wheel. And he like kicks it up, and it looses Titanosaur from the ship,
yeah,
and like the castle part, and that just flies away, which is pretty awesome. That like it parks, like it's just parked on it. It's not like part of it. I wish it was just part of Titanosaur, but I like that it can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Then we cut back to the fight before Captain Mutiny shows up, and
you know what I just realized we could pause for 1 second.
Yes.
Because his plan is put a Grunchor on the ship so I could take it over.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
Why doesn't he just park his ship on the ship?
Let me destroy the ship with a Grunchor so I can get the wreckage. He doesn't want the ship. He wants the people.
He wants the people, yeah.
But Grunchor was just in a wooden crate.
Uh-huh.
What was keeping him in there?
When he was a baby, they would hit him with wood, and so he hates it.
Oh, okay.
So what they should have done...
He just won't touch the sides.
Yeah, he's like, no, not doing it. The door opens, he's like, I gotta get out of here. I hate this wood. and so what they should have done is just get him into the forest dome.
Yeah.
So we cut back to the Power Rangers in the fight, and Captain Mutiny is going to show up in a second. But before we do, Damon says something that makes literally no sense to me at all. There is no universe in which this makes a damn lick of sense. They said, we need more power.
Oh.
And Damon says, what about our ranger powers?
At some point, Leo says, like, we can use our ranger power. And Caron says, no, it's too dangerous.
That I think it's later, because okay. He's like, we got to use more. And she's like, no, you'll use it all up. Like, Damon, you're already morphed.
You're using ranger power.
This is ranger power.
Being a Power Ranger.
What do you mean? Because like earlier, Mike said, combine your powers. And I was like, okay, that's not a thing, but sure. Like, whatever.
It can be. I'll believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, that's fine. That's like in Sailor Moon, like, sometimes they will just like have new power, like, oh, now we can teleport if we want to. We'd sailor teleport. And they use it once every 100 episodes. But like, so I'll buy whatever, right? But like, your ranger powers are your whole deal. I don't know. How is it dangerous to use your powers?
I don't know. It's super weird. Leo also starts to run out later, and that doesn't come up in any way other than someone says you're running out.
Yeah, like, okay, so he... Full power, he does full power, and like fire pops up in front of his little podium, and it doesn't, they blast him, the Grunchor, and it doesn't work.
Nothing works on the Grunchor. He's just deflecting every attack that they try to hit him with.
The Grunchor punches them in like the neck or whatever, and it fall over, and they're like, Boomer Kwanger, Stroganoff, like, we need you. And so they show up, and we get like a whole montage of them like doing their micro machines Zord thing, and I just like, it's just like six dirt bikes that turn into a big bird. And I just don't.
It doesn't make any sense. It shows them like a range and then it flashes the Galactic Beast over it. And then now they're a Megazord.
Yeah, it's because it's like Megazords, you can see the sum of the parts. Like you're like, well, there's, you know, you have to like, you push the head in and you move the legs over and now you can turn it. This is literally like all of these dirt bikes and ATVs line up and now it's a Megazord. Great. I just don't like them at all. The two Lost Galactic buddies grab Grunchor, who just like pushes him back and shoots him with lightning. And that, I guess, lets them, or not just let them, it like gets them out of the fight for the rest of the time. This is when Mutiny shows up. But before then, Grunchlor, again, all my notes say Grunchlor. Sorry. Grum Chloe.
Grum Chloe, that was it.
It yells. And it's literally the Dragonzord yelling noise.
Yeah, he does it again later, which is when we confirmed it absolutely is just a 100%. Dragonzord.
Which, on the one hand, neat. I like that sound. It's a good robot dragon yell. On the other hand, don't give it to a bad guy. Come on.
He was a bad guy half the time.
yeah, all right. I still don't like it.
I thought it was straight up just a Godzilla yell, but I guess the Dragonzord yell is also...
Well, Dragonzord
is... just like slightly a little different from a Godzilla yell.
Yeah, Dragonzord is like...
It's the Godzilla Zord.
Yeah, it's Mecha Godzilla, but Power Rangers. Then Captain Mutiny shows up and he parks on Grum Chloe, and then it gets bigger and it turned... am I imagining this wrong? Does it turn Predator Grilled Cheese color? Like,
oh, it might. I didn't really notice. It definitely changes.
Like, I think its head turns that like yucky green splotchy yellow that the Deviant did when he turned to the grilled cheese predator. And then the Rangers get punked and they get knocked back again. And they just like everyone gets beat up. And then Mike jumps in as Leo is using up his powers. Like, he is not doing anything.
Right.
He's just piloting the Megazord as per usual. And not
well,
even
he
like
he does missile mode and then he like collapses behind his podium after
oh,
that doesn't
right.
work cuz it gets smacked back at them.
Yeah, he just casually backhands it. And it's like womp.
And then that's when Damon is like, "Leo, you're running out of power."
What? What? Like,
I guess there's a finite amount now.
Like, I feel like
this episode.
Yeah, like there's got to be stakes in the Sentai, but they didn't set anything up for it for the Power Rangers episode. So it's just like fake drama,
yeah.
And it doesn't land. So then Mike jumps in to fight Grunchlore with Mutiny on top of it, and Mike gets destroyed. Like, it punches Mike so hard that he. That, like, Taurozord goes away.
Yeah, I guess Mike can't talk when he's part of his own Megazord, because he does not say a single word
no.
after he transforms.
Well, we won't see him again for the rest of this episode, so that's fine. So then Mutiny's like, I think I'm good, and then leaves, and Grunchlore stays? I mean, no, I think it changes back to the middle big. It
yeah, because when Mike brings the hammer down
yeah.
on Grunchlore, Mutiny says, you're going to have to do more than that. And so I guess Mike self-destructs? Cause then,
maybe.
Because there is definitely, like, a spark explosion inside of Mutiny's ship now. And then he's like, oh, this is a losing battle. I'm going to leave.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense. Because I thought he's like, well, I killed one. I'm going to go now. Like, but I guess if he got
yeah.
hurt enough, like, he's like, all right.
Grunchlore was starting to show damage, so he dipped.
Yeah. So Leo falls down behind his podium and, like, struggles to get back up. Because, again, he's using so much of his ranger power. And when he gets up, all the other Rangers are in there with him, and they say the word together about 95 times in the next minute. Damon's like, we're doing this together. And then Kai's like, yeah, all of us. And then Kuro's like, yeah, together. And it's like,
Maya's like, let's kill it.
Again, Yellow Ranger gets stuff done. So they put their hands together over Leo's trans dagger, and they summon up
fire
from it has like fire fists that shoot a flamethrower at it, and they're like, keep going. Which every time in Power Rangers they are doing something that requires like sustained energy or whatever, they'll come back and be like, keep doing it, it's work, keep going, and it always kills the moment for me.
Yeah.
It's like you could just keep like grunt or something, like don't vocalize what we're watching, like
right.
we get it. I know this is a show for dumb babies, but, like, we get it. So eventually it works, and Grunch Leo explodes, and...
He doesn't really explode. He just kind of dissolves and fades away. It burns away.
It, like, burns up, and, like, I guess the ashes, like, float away.
Yeah.
So...
There's no, like... It's kind of an underwhelming death for a monster that almost killed all of them.
Especially for, like, the amount of, like... energy that Leo expended fighting it. It's just like, all right, bye.
Grunchlore away.
And that's it. Then we cut to Mutiny, and they are at the mines. I don't know if we described this because we were so flabbergasted by how often they were talking about slaves last time, but they're in a desert with a bunch of ruined ships, and they're all like digging for gold and treasure.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't know why. Mutiny seems... He's like, I want more. Like, he literally says, like, I want slaves. Slaves, slaves, slaves. Give me more slaves. And we're just sitting here like, Jesus Christ, Power Rangers. Like,
also, when they told the commander about the slaves in the desert, they're like, yeah, we saw them.
Yeah.
and we just left them there.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Like Power Rangers would do.
And like, nobody's like,
you didn't help?
You didn't help. And they're just like, no, we did see them, though. So, like, right. We'll get points for that,
right? We'll go back.
Eventually, I guess we'll go back. So we're at Kamuni. He's talking about how he wants to enslave everybody on Terra Venture to dig more. And he says to Spiky Boy, whose name I've already forgotten,
Barbarax,
that, like, if he doesn't, maybe he's talking to Deviant. They're both there. And he's like, if you don't get me more slaves, you're going to be digging here until you die, essentially. He says, like, till you sail off into the sunset or whatever, which is just flowery pirate talk for die.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, like, I get that, like, owning slaves equals bad guy. And that's what Power Rangers is trying to, like, that's the shorthand they're using.
Yeah.
Right? And they're not worried about, like,
but I think
any consequences of what that means.
I think attacking and trying to destroy Terra Venture also equals bad guy.
It's still, like, pretty much what all the bad guys do, right? So I feel like that could have been enough. But also, he has these, like, I think they say, like, 1,000 people are enslaved here, right? Yeah. And there's no reason why. They're just digging to find treasure.
Yeah, the treasure. This is the treasure planet.
But maybe that makes sense. But, like, we don't know why he's digging or why he is so mad that he doesn't have more.
Well, because more digging equals more treasure. He's a pirate, and that's all pirates want is treasure, I guess.
I feel like they want to say, like, we're going to use the treasure to power something, or, like, we need it for a reason, but they never get there. And it's just leaving me hanging on the reason for this. And so it's like, it's making a bad thing even worse.
Yeah.
But then we cut back to Kai. We finally
just send a Gruncho down to dig.
Right. Make a bunch of holes and then, like, look around. I don't know. Train one to siphon out gems. And I think coins, like regular coins, are not like rough gold, but like, yeah, just coins are down there.
Doubloons are in there.
Yeah. So then we come back to Terra Venture. Kai runs down some steps and runs up to the other Rangers. And he's like, I was on the scanners. I was looking for him. He's just gone. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he says, I had the coordinates for Mutiny's planet, and I found it, and then it disappeared.
It just disappeared out from under him. So they're like, oh, no. And Leo's like, we got to get out of this lost galaxy. And Leo, I feel you.
Same.
I also would like to get out of this lost galaxy, please and thank you. That's where the episode ends.
Okay. So, last episode, the Power Rangers find slaves. And they say, we have to go save Terra Venture first.
Yeah.
And so, this episode, they save Terra Venture. And now they're just f***ing hanging out. Yep. There are still slaves on another planet.
They're just on the quad, chilling out. And they're... And they're not like, all right, now we go back and find him and, like, help those people. They're like,
no, I guess
now we gotta go.
Kai's like, I found his planet and it's gone. But, like, you knew his planet. Just go back to the planet where they were at.
Like, maybe it's just hiding. Because here's the thing.
They didn't need Mutiny, Kai to scan for the planet. No. They came from there.
Mutiny didn't say anything like, now we'll disappear. Or, like, hide the planet. Like, Burgermeister Meisterburger's coming. Hide the slaves.
I'm
like,
so mad at these Power Rangers right now.
These Power Rangers are so bad. So, that's the end of the episode. Josh, what's the best?
The best?
Oh, you started. I have to go first.
Okay, yeah, you go first. I do have a best, and I don't think we actually talked about it.
Oh, okay. My best is Maya wanting to murder Deviant, because she's the only one who wants to do, like, she's the only one who wants to solve problems.
Yeah. My best is, I think it's at some point when they're fighting either Deviant or Barbarax. It's not in a Megazord. They all get, like, knocked down and thrown back, and whoever they're fighting says, you Power Rangers don't know when to give up. And Leo says, oh, yeah, we do. It's never. And then they attack again. That's a Power Ranger.
That's pretty good.
That's my
best. I think that's when they were fighting Barbarax. That is pretty good. Too bad Leo does not follow through on that.
No, just one time he had it. Can I spoil my worst?
Yeah.
My worst is when they're like, we left slaves in the desert.
Yeah. And everyone's like, okay. What? So that is also my worst. I don't like this episode's. A lot of bad stuff happens in this episode.
Yeah, I mean, Gruncho sucks, but not, like, abandoning people in need sucks.
Yeah, that's just, like, it's so un-Power Rangers. I just don't understand it. Who's the MVP, I'm going to say, is Maya again.
For wanting to be the one to solve the problem.
She's like trying to do stuff. And Leo's like, every time, because like last time it was Maya and Damon that were like, okay, let's go save him then. And Leo's like, no, we should leave. And this time Maya's like, I'm going to kill Deviant right now. He's an enemy. He always ruins our day. I'm just going to kill him. And Leo's like, well, hold on now.
Yeah,
let's
Leo's
not.
The LVP.
Yeah. So now we got to rank it.
Okay.
It's a fine episode. I don't think it qualifies as bad.
Yeah. I mean,
I think too much happens in it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's better than the last episode.
I definitely don't think it's better than the last episode, because the last episode, up until the point where Power Rangers stopped being Power Rangers, it was a pretty buck wild episode. Like a lot of weird stuff was happening, and I liked that.
Yeah, I like that a lot more than the only weird thing. The only like Lost Galaxy weird thing that happens is the planet disappears.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. Was it? Let's scroll down. Better than Double Duty? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Because Grunchor isn't a good monster.
No.
It's uncomfy.
Yeah.
And Leo is just in it. He's the worst.
He's the worst. He's just being the absolute worst. Okay, so right below Double Duty is Mean Wheels Mantis. I like Dirt Bike Tricks a lot better than I like 1,000 things happening so fast that I can't keep track of anything. Below that is Memories of Miranoi, which is when Maya's fake friend showed up.
Is this better than that? I don't know. I want to say no.
I don't think it
but
is.
But I remember that episode also not being very good.
No, the problem with that episode
Of that episode is much better than the episode
was. Yeah, that episode, like, I feel like they just kept not doing anything in that episode. Below that is Lost Galactic Buddies Part 1 and 2, which the only thing I can tell you about it is that they're like, this page, also, who could they be?
This might be better than that.
I think it's better than that. Because below that is Silent Sleep, where everybody fell asleep because of a jellyfish. And I think it's better than that. It's definitely better than that.
Yeah.
I think it's better than Lost Galactic Buddies Part 1 and 2. So coming in at number 23, lows we've had in a little while, is Grunchor on the Loose.
I've been trying to figure out how to make like a Grunchor version of the Footloose song.
Grunch Loose. I don't like that. Grunch is a pretty bad word.
It is.
When I thought it was Grunch Lore, I was a little upset at how bad that feels in my mouth. Like, Grunch Lore sounds like the cheapest, first draftist sci-fi thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, we've come to planet Glockblum, and there is the Grunch Lore. And it's like, no, that sucks. That's bad sci-fi. Grunchor is a little better, but not a lot. So any final thoughts, Josh?
No, nothing new. Just it sucked. I didn't like it.
Yeah, everyone was like, wait till you get to the Lost Galaxy. And we're here. And I'm like, I'd like to leave. I miss my Bug Babe. I miss Villamax. I miss Power Rangers being Power Rangers.
Saving the day instead of putting it on hold.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's
this day will be here later for us to save.
And like, okay, so here's the other thing. Is at the end, Kai's like, we lost the planet. Maybe he was searching to find it so they could go back and help those people, right?
Maybe.
To free all those people. But afterwards, when Leo's like, we gotta get out of here.
You have unfinished business before you can leave,
buddy. You can't leave. You are not allowed to leave. Like, literally any other Power Ranger would punch your teeth down your throat if they heard you saying this garbage. So, that's it. In conclusion, man, I hate Leo.
Maybe it's because they're in the Lost Galaxy, so they're just, like, they're backwards Power Rangers.
These people don't count. They're not from our galaxy. They're from a lost one. No one even knows about them. Not cool, Leo. Still not cool. So, that's going to do it for us for today. I did not see what the next episode was called.
I didn't either.
I actually think I might have it pulled up still.
Grunchor Returns.
Next episode is called Until Sunset. Okay. Okay, we'll see how that shakes down.
So I guess Deviant and Barbarax are going to have to dig after all.
I guess. Well, I guess it's a good thing for people on Terra Venger, anyway. We'll see you on Monday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
loosey goosey Grunchor. I almost called him Munchlore. I'm not
Munchlore.
That's way wrong.